Hey, hey, hey! Before we dive into the epicness that is this double episode with the Merrymaker Sisters, I wanted to let you know that I have a really cool freebie for you. 7 Days to Awesome. It's a course that I used to run many years ago, and it really is about reconnecting back to you, figuring out where you're at, what's important to you, what maybe is getting in your way, and then a vision for the future. It's totally free. And if you want in, head on over to carlynimmo.com/7days. That's the letter 7. And if you double click on my face in the iTunes app, you'll find a link in the show notes. Now, on with today's epic show.
So this is kind of a part two, but it's not really a part two. I released a double episode because I took two of my favourite sisters, the Merrymaker sisters, Emma and Carla, and I sat them down individually to get their own journey and their own story. It makes up the Merrymaker story, but what are their own individual stories? So episode 103, the one before this particular episode, is with Carla, and this episode is with Emma. Now, it doesn't matter what order you listen to them in. You can listen to Emma first or Carla first or whatever. Both are there, and I recommend diving into both. They're very much individuals, and I think sometimes we can see them as the Merrymaker sisters as a brand, but I was really interested in exploring them as the people that they are, and I'm stoked to bring you Emma. So if this is your first time here, or you've just re-stumbled across Carlosophies and you hadn't subscribed before, subscribe now. Emma is very much like me. We are overthinkers and creators. And I loved this conversation because we really just were brutally honest about what goes on in our heads. And I think it's enlightening. So let me introduce you to Emma Pappas. Welcome to Carlosophies, Stories Behind Success. I'm Carly Nimmo. It's so easy to fall into comparisonitis as an entrepreneur, and it can be paralyzing. In my own journey, I've come to understand that regardless of your level of success, fame, or fortune, we're all suffering from the same stories of fear, struggle, and failure. So let's talk about it.
Because, like, I usually do these interviews with my sister, so it's like, oh my God, I have to do my story by myself.
I know. I was thinking about this just before we jumped on the call, because I was like, this is going to be really odd for you, right?
Yeah.
And even because when you tell your story, it's like we.
I know, right?
And you're an now, I within the we.
Yeah, but it's good because, you know, like, that's been a really big part of this whole, like, merrymaking journey, is that, like, it's been, like, I've been lucky enough to do it with my sister, but also, like, it's been really important to make sure we don't lose our own identities within, you know, what we're doing. But I guess, like, I'll start, like, you know, as, like, a kid, I'm going to go right back.
Yeah, go
like,
right back.
I was, like, mega shy. Like, I, like, did not talk to anyone. I was, like, mummy and daddy's little girl, too scared to go introduce myself to anyone, so shy, so unsure of myself. I was always the person who had, like, one friend. And I just, like, always had one friend. That friend would change, but it was, like, that's all I could handle, one person. And just, like, so unsure of myself, zero confidence. And I guess, like, you know, that started to, like, disappear, like, that fear as I got older, like, you know, like, when I was 16. And I just started to realize that, like, life was kind of a bit more magical, meant to be, for fun, right? Like, life is for fun. But also along that journey, I got stuck in the whole, like, mindset of, like, comparison. And, like, this really negative mindset with, and I guess, like, relationship with my body image. And, like, I put all this pressure on myself to look a certain way. And, like, looking back now, I realize that just, like, consumed my whole adolescence. Literally from, like, being, like, 14 to 24, the thing that was on rotation in my mind was, like, I need to lose weight. I need to lose weight. I need to look this way. I'm not going to eat that because I ate too much yesterday. Oh, I need to make sure I work out so I can, like, you know, negative my calories, da-da-da-da-da. You know, it was all about calories back then. And then, like, developing an eating disorder, like, just, like, that was my life. And then I found out I had a gluten intolerance because I was feeling shit. and started investigating, like exploring this whole like way of living, found this real food thing, this paleo thing. And it was like one of those weird things where like someone told me about it at the gym, at work. I got an email about it in like the space of 7 days. So I was like, okay, I'm going to like take note of this. Started eating that way. And it was just like my life like shifted. Like it was just like this big shift in my life. It was mostly the best bit was the head stuff. It was like this, it just cleared space. And I mean, it was the best thing I could ever have done because like it put me on this like path. And like that's where I am now, like working with food, like promoting real food and health. And it's really funny to be here because like back then I was working in a shitty government job in Canberra, super unhappy, in a really bad relationship, and just like this like less, it was like I was like a 5% of me now. And I think that's like the magic of like finding something that you really love and like that really like calls to your heart. Like that's like magic because it makes you become more of who you are and you kind of like uncover, strip it all back. You know, you're getting rid of this like concrete layer and it's like this golden layer underneath. And I think like that's just like the journey that continues forever. But it's super fun. But I don't know, what else should I talk about in my story? Oh my God, I'm just like rambling. I did just have a coffee as well.
I've got some questions anyway that have just kind of come up. So when you were a kid, were mm-hmm. you like what were the things that you enjoyed doing? Were you like a book nerd or what kind of kid were you?
I was like fascinated with like ancient stuff, ancient myths and legends. I loved all that stuff. I also loved art and drawing. Like I always wanted to be an artist. And I think I was kind of like this old person in a young body because I loved like any music my dad liked and any cassettes my dad would give me, I'd be like, this is my favorite. Like Cat Stevens was my favorite singer when I was young. Meanwhile, Carla loved like Disney, like Lion King. So she'd be blasting Lion King on her little like cassette player. I'd be blasting Cat Stevens. It's like so funny, so different. Just like introverted, massively like just in my own world. Loved like crafty stuff, just loved like creating stuff. That was what I was always loved doing.
I kind of relate to that because I was a bit the same. I was always listening to old music, like old music, but like I was obsessed with the Beatles and, you know, and shit like that. And Cat Stevens was a favorite too. Yeah. And love also him. Arty and stuff. Like music was one of my things. I used to, and I still do, you know, like yesterday I just did a Facebook Live. And I sang in it.
Oh, that's so cool.
I've never done that because I've thought that's just like I just thought, oh, people would be listening to me, kind of judging me or whatever. Because I cringe when I see people, and it's this is really weird. And it's not like I saw your. This isn't why I'm saying, it, but I saw your post yesterday of doing the salsa stuff.
Oh my God!
And usually I just like I have a visceral reaction to seeing people dance, even though. I grew up dancing. That was my childhood was really dancing and music. Wow. And then, you know, I don't know, sometimes we just lose the shit that we were really kind of passionate about.
And we lose like the not that I was really like this when I was young because I was like so like scared of everything. I was a little scaredy cat, but like you just lose like the drive to try new things. And like that's kind of like what I was this year. I'm just like, man, I'm sick of like just doing the same thing all the time. Like I'm so freaking lucky that I, you know, work from home on like an internet business, like that I can go, like, you know, I can like create something and like sell something and help people or like write something and people will read it. Like that's so epic. Like I'm in this awesome place in business, but it's like I kind of forgot like to have fun outside of that. So it was just like this year I'm like over it. I was like, I'm going to do more. Like I just want to try. So like sign up for surfing lessons, sign up for salsa lessons. Salsa, like I was like so nervous because like I'm not I'm a dancer, but like a by myself dancer, my own moves dancer. Like I can shake my butt. Like that's about it. But like, and make that look all right. But like following steps, I was just like, oh God, I'm scared. But it was, I like had a smile the whole time. And I just think like we kind of forget to do that, to add that to our weeks, to our days. And like, it doesn't have to be like a big thing, but I just think the amount of joy it brings, like that's what makes life good. And like, do it with people you love as well. And it really strengthens like those relationships, which I think is so super important.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've been meaning to do, actually I put a post on Instagram ages ago that I was starting tap dance lessons because I used to do tap dance.
Fun.
Yeah, but then I never actually went, and every term my mate contacts me and she says, are you coming to tap? And I'm just like, yeah, maybe next term. Oh. And the same, like, you know, the same with singing. Like, I want to start doing more of that, but yeah, but there's just all this fear in the way. I don't even know what that fear is.
Isn't that weird? Why do we, like, fears are weird. I've been, like, working a lot on fears just, like the last week, because I realized that I'd kind of, like, fallen back into this space of fear, like, and in my head. You know, like, we can hang out so much in our own heads that we just turn ourselves crazy. And I just realized that I'd, like, kind of gone down this, like, little, I call it, like, I fell in a little hole. Like, I fell, like, I lost the light, lost the magic, and it just, like, disappeared because I just was, like, overthinking every single thing and, like, you know, thinking about my future, like, making this decision, then making that decision, and, like, and it's like, freaking hell, Emma, like, just shut the hell up because you have no idea. Like, no one knows what the future is. Like, no one can know that. Stop wasting your energy and time and, like, just, like, getting so worried about it, like, and, like, in this fear space and, like, letting all the magic disappear, letting all the fun get sucked right out of me. So it's been, like, this weird, like, it's just in the last week I've been really, like, focusing on it and, like, even getting, like, coaching with it.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, we can kind of ignore these little feelings and then they, like, build up to something bigger than they have to be. And I'm like, okay, I want to get this sorted now because I know it's not serving me. I know these thought patterns are not serving me. I know I'm getting triggered. So it's like, okay, let's smash this out. Let's, like, figure out what's going on in this crazy brain of mine.
Yeah, I totally get it. Yesterday I was walking on the beach and I just, I get to these points where I get sick of hearing my own voice in my head. You know, and I'm just like, shut up. And yesterday I did a Facebook Live in my Show Up Speak Up group because I had so much going on in here. I needed an outlet to kind of get it out. Most of it's good shit too, but it's exhausting.
I know.
Exhausting.
I know. And it is. And it's like, because, like, you know, like, you're busy, like, creating stuff in your head. Then you're, like, busy thinking about what other people are thinking about you. And it's, like, all this stuff and, like, good and bad. And it's, yeah, it is exhausting. And I think that's why it's important to have, you know, the things that you do that you love, because, you know, you can, like, use that energy elsewhere and it, like, gets you out of your head.
Absolutely.
And more, like, present. I mean, you know, everyone bangs on about meditation and being present. It's a difficult thing to practice, but once you, like, do focus on being present, you're like, oh, like, this is why people tell you to do this, because it is actually kind of amazing.
Yeah, it is, hey? Like, you know, for me, it's like I go to the beach. That's one thing that kind of gets me present. But one tool that I used to use very early on in the day I'd been diagnosed with depression and anxiety, and I think I was in therapy maybe at that point. And someone told me to, it might have been like my naturopath or something, I don't even know. And she, whoever it was, had said, just put a reminder on your phone every hour. And when you hear it beep, just like come back to you. Feel where your feet are on the ground. Feel where your bum is. Take a few deep breaths. You know, notice your senses. What do you smell? What do you see? What do you hear? What are you feeling?
I like that.
Yeah. And then just go about your day. And then when you hear it again, come back. Because often we just get, like, off track, right? And we're totally on autopilot.
So
and then we open our eyes and we're like, where the fuck are we?
I know. And it's scary, isn't it? And it's like, it's a weird thing, I guess, because, like, we're in these lives that are so, like, not with us. Like, you know, we're, like, on our phones and we're on our computers, we're in our emails, which is awesome because, like, you know, we're doing jobs we love. But it's also such an easy thing to just get lost in completely. So I think, like, I really like that idea of the reminder. And I think, you know, like, the beach is the best place. Bloody hell. I mean, I only moved to the beach, a year ago pretty much. Like, actually, like, to the day a year ago. And it's just, like, a different life, a completely different life. It's so good just being outside, like, all year round. It's the best.
Yeah. So something just that came up while we were talking just then was, like, you know, we were just talking about, like, being on autopilot and then kind of waking up and being like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that the moment when you were still in the government office, do you feel like you'd been on autopilot to that point?
Just like looking back, it's really funny. Like, because Carla and I, like, we actually we worked in the same department. Like, we were in pretty much the same job almost. Like, we sat next to each other and we drove to work together. And, like, I just can clearly remember this so perfectly clear. Like, I can picture it right now. We were driving to work and I was just like, Carla, there's got to be something more than this. What are we doing? Like, I thought life was meant to be epic. Like, I'm sure we were born to do something more than these crappy jobs, earning a decent wage, but, like, literally hating it every day. Like, 5 days a week, just being so unhappy, surrounded by people I didn't want to be around. They didn't want to be there, so they were bitches. It was, like, the most toxic environment ever. Like, so adding the concrete layers, like, adding all this shit on you, like, just, like, slowly killing you almost. It was just like this moment where I was like, there's got to be more. And it was kind of like we were both on autopilot until then. And it's like you kind of get on autopilot in a way from like external sources too. It's like, you know, like society kind of says that you need to have this 9-to-5 job to like have a secure life. You need the stability because that's the goal, right? Stability in life. Then you need to buy the house.
Which is so ridiculous.
Right? I know. Because there's no stability.
And there's no certainty in anything.
I know. Like, why does anyone think like that? I get really confused. I'm like, honestly, even in the government, like literally like something could happen. Boom. There could be massive job cuts. That could happen. Or I could like take a risk and create my business, focus on that, and it could explode or it could fail and then it gets me to something else. What's the point in like being unhappy, like feeding this unhappiness? It's like, how about we change it? But yeah, totally have been on the autopilot and you still get on it though. Yeah, like totally. Even when you're doing something you love, you're like, what the fuck? Like, what am I doing? I'm doing the same thing every day. Like, no wonder nothing is changing. Like, let's like mix it up a little bit. Let's do more Facebook Live videos. Let's like collaborate with more people and like, you know, use every day to like the 100% that we can. But like, it's so easy to just plod along. Like, it is easy to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I know I do it. Yeah, and it's good working with Carla to like, because she kind of like will be like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that must be good, right? Like, I mean, I'm sure there's challenges in working with your sister too. Yeah. But it must be good because one thing that I struggle with is consistency. Or that's a kind of an old story now because I have last year I made my bed every day. I had said to myself, like, not this new year, but the new year before.
Yeah.
I did a interview with a friend of mine, Nikki Smith, and she does like career coach and psychologist.
Awesome.
And she talks about mini experiments. And so we did this episode on like, you know, forgetting about New Year's resolutions and instead focusing on just like mini challenges. And my mini challenge was I wanted to exercise every day and I wanted to make my bed every day.
I love it.
And I didn't exercise every day, but I did make my bed every day and I've continued to until now. So it's been over a year.
So good.
Every single day I have made my bed and it sounds amazing. Like such a small thing, but it's not right because it's so easy to go, oh, fuck it.
I know because I'm just going to get in tonight. I'm just going to mess it up. But how good does your room look when you make your bed?
I know, and it makes me feel good because I go me to the too. Toilet in there when I'm working at home
I
walk past a made bed every day. And just that tiny little shift
I know.
Can make such a huge impact. And the reason that I chose that was because when I was depressed, that was one thing I didn't do. I never made my bed.
Yeah,
it's like a sign of respect or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I can totally see that. And it's kind of like the not making of your bed was reminding you of even subliminally those times where you weren't feeling good. So it's like, okay, I'm going to change it. And that linking the made bed to feeling good and good about yourself. So it's like, boom, like it's a little trigger to make you feel good.
Yeah, like a little commitment.
Yeah, I love the idea of like making small changes because I think like that's what life is about. Like it's all the little things that add up to the big thing. That's why I think it's so important to add joy to every single day because, you know, it's like we kind of like get stuck on these like massive goals or like, you know, the holiday of the year where like that's you have fun for 2 weeks and the rest of the year is like just working your ass off. Yeah. So it's kind of like I really like to focus on adding joy to every day. And even if that is just doing nothing but laughing your head off with people you love, I think that's the best thing about life, like the people you meet and the people you connect with and like sharing these magical moments with. The older I get, like the more I realize how much that is like really important to me, like the people.
Yeah, like, that's so interesting. Somebody wrote the other day a post that said, what do you want? And, you know, what do you really want? Mm-hmm. And for me, the answer was super simple and very clear. And it was like connection. I want to be around people who get me, who I love and who I can laugh with.
Yeah.
And the rest is just, once that is in place, and it kind of is already, if I can focus on that, the rest is cream. Mm.
I totally agree. I think connection is so important. And it's like, I think, you know, you can meet people and you have that connection at the start, but sometimes you forget that you need to work on growing that and like nurturing that connection. And you kind of like get stuck, just like, you know, you're going on with your life, they're going on with their life.
Hey, we should get together. Yeah, let's do that.
and even with like more intimate relationships as well, because, you know, like you still have your own lives and like you come together and like sometimes you're not connecting. And I think, and that's another thing I've been working on like just recently, like communication and like nurturing these connections that are so important to me.
Because it's easier. I think the closer someone is to you, the easier it is for you to take them for granted a bit.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's why gratitude is so important, isn't it? Like practicing the daily gratitude. That was a big thing that actually like changed my whole life, learning about gratitude and realizing that like, yeah, I have so much, and getting out of that scarcity mindset and just being like, holy moly, like everything is amazing. I have everything I need right now to live this amazing life. And just counting those blessings like every day. It's a way more fun way to live.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the thing, I feel like the thing with gratitude is it is a really powerful tool. And sometimes it's the first thing that we forget too.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so instead of being focused on gratitude, we know we should be.
Yeah.
But it's very easy to fall back into that place where you're like, I don't know. Fuck my life sucks, you know.
Isn't it weird? Like it's really kind of weird when you do get like that and you're like, I know that I shouldn't be like this and I know I'm like this like whatever percent in the whole world that is so lucky to be born in this country and have these opportunities and have clean water and have food I can eat and not be bombed. And like there's so many people around the world who are in so much horribler situations than us.
But there's also this element where I feel like it's really important not to diminish our own struggle sometimes too.
Yeah, that's so true. That's
because
really
then
true.
We can feel guilt about that too. It's like, I should be grateful because I'm not being bombed. It's like, but it doesn't mean you don't have your own struggle.
No, it's all relative, isn't it? Like, well, of course that's worse for them, but it's not happening to me. I've got my own shit to deal with and my own stuff to work out. I know it's just, God, being a human is so hard. I know. Like, what the frig?
Particularly when you have minds like ours, right?
I know. I'm beginning to realize that maybe we're both crazy, okay?
Yeah, I think so. I think we need to start a club of our own crazy. It's exhausting, right?
Yes.
Because it's like you see something and then you analyze it from this side and then you look at it from this side and then, you know, and you try to get a balanced view of everything and,
I know. We like completely overthink everything, don't we? But it's kind of like a fun way to be as well because, you know, you're kind of like being super curious about everything and exploring everything and you're not just like being there. Like you're actually like thinking about stuff and like wanting to try it. And I don't know, I think like it's a way that I want to live, like just be interested in stuff. It's like I think Liz Gilbert says like, you know, be curious. Like, I love that. I think the older you get, you kind of forget that you can like have an interest in new stuff, try new things and be completely bad at it.
Yeah.
Like surfing. Like I did a surfing lesson this morning. I did stand up, but like, man, I'm not very good. But it's so much fun.
Actually, when you spoke at Beck's event, and you were talking about, I think it was, we were talking about yoga and how, you know, I've done some yoga classes and I really had one that I loved and I went to all the time when I lived on the mid-north coast. But I've struggled to find one here because Byron is, you know, I don't know. I'm not the typical Byron type person. You know, I don't wear beige. I remember going to this one workshop that was this really cool sound workshop and I wore red and navy and
love
I
it.
Stuck out like dog's balls because everyone
it.
Else was like, you know, in various
Laurel.
Earthy shades. Yeah.
Like,
and it's just not me.
Like long wavy hair. No, isn't it? It's funny. Like that's, I mean, same with like surfing and yoga for me as well. Like with surfing, it's like, oh, I'm like the freaking whitest surfer out there on the Gold Coast. So pale, pasty. And it's like, oh, I can't be a surfer. I'm not tan. It's like, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever thought in my life. And just like you create these whole things like I suck, da 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 da, these
yeah.
bad thoughts. And it's like actually like I did paddle onto a wave and I did stand up. Like that's freaking amazing.
Hey, but beyond like, that, you got on the board.
Exactly.
Like you put your swimmers on and
exactly.
you got on the board.
And
what happens from there doesn't really fucking matter.
I know, right? And like so many people don't even do that. And it's like, and I just laughed my head off this morning. I mean, I've got to tell you this funny story. I was like, I just had caught a wave. So I was in, then Carla caught the wave after me. And then I like just turn around to this perfect, most amazing view of Carla belly flopping off, like the best belly flop I've ever seen. And it made the loudest like splat noise. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm like choking on water, cracking up, like completely in hysterics. But it was so fun and like so fun to do something that is new and to make fool of yourself and like just who cares. Like with yoga, I was like, I'm not flexible enough for yoga.
Yeah. Number one, I'm not flexible enough. Number two, I'm not hot enough. Number three, I have a gunt. So it's like.
Carly!
So I just, you know, I go into those classes. And number three, I have really bad hay fever, right, most of the time. I sound like a total dork. A fat, ugly dog.
But
this is what goes on in the voices in our head, right?
Oh, my God.
But my nose starts itching. So then during Vipassana, I'm just like, you know, it's just, anyway, it's a mess. I'm a hot yoga mess.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. But do you know what? Like now, like after going to so many yoga classes, like I'm finally getting it. Like I'm finally like out of my head and feeling why everyone does it because it's far out. It's bloody epic.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I think if the world did yoga, I think the world would be a better place.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's so many lessons in just being in your body. Like most of the time we're just so – and particularly for people like you and I, it's very hard for us to be in our bodies because we are so in our head most of the time.
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, I never really thought I was a person who was in my head, but, like, now I'm realizing, like, far out my whole life, I've been so in my head. I didn't even realize that I was so in my head.
Yeah. Well, I definitely, because, you know, but I think the key is I used to be in my head hating on myself all the time. And even though I said, you know, I have a gunt and all that kind of jazz, I actually like my own company for a very long time there, I avoided being alone at all costs because I couldn't be alone with this, you know, what was going on in my head. And now I like it. I like, I like my own company, which is nice.
That is so nice. I like your company too, Carly.
Thank you. So, but when we started that and went down a whole bunch of rabbit holes, I was talking about consistency, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, that's something that I've really struggled with. And I kind of was interested to explore how your relationship with Carla in As the Merrymakers works.
Yeah. I mean, like as we were saying before, like it's the sister relationship and working with your sister. Like we are mega close. Like we've always been like best of friends. Like, you know, those weird sisters that were just, even though we're 3 years apart, we were always friends. Like, I loved her company. She loved my company. And we always knew we were going to end up doing something together. Like we said it from when we were little. We had businesses when we were like 5 and 8 or something, like selling friendship bracelets on the driveway. So it was like we always knew. But I think since moving from Canberra and like our old network, it has been really like testing on our relationship because we were so in each other's lives. Like it was like we just relied on each other so much, too much. So it's been like an epic, like 2016 was an epic year. And like finally, like we're in this really good place, I feel, with our business and our relationship too, which is super important. But it's good with us in the business. It's that we have really different strengths and weaknesses, which totally allows this whole merrymaking thing to work. Without that, I don't think we couldn't have done it, I don't think. She's just like so like driven and so she can just like watch a tutorial and learn it and do it. Dan, like my boyfriend, will take her through something on WordPress and boom, she does it. And I'll be like, I'm not even going to try because I'll probably break the internet if I do that, which is good to have self-awareness, right?
Totally.
But, and you know what? And then I'm like kind of this, like she'll be driven, but then I'm kind of like this continuous motivator. So like she might like have a complete meltdown because something's gone wrong. And then I'll be like, okay, like we can do this. We can figure this out, like work it out, talk it out, keep that positive vibe. I'm like kind of like a bigger picture person. Like I like envision the big picture and like I love creating the content and like and the community vibe, like really focusing on that. So she's more like the technical and like nitty gritty stuff, and I'm like the bigger picture and more creative, but together it's good. And I mean, it's just the best because, you know, you do have these lows as like working by yourself and as an entrepreneur. You have these massive lows and massive highs and it's pretty awesome. And I always feel pretty grateful to be able to do it with her and to always have that person just to be like, fuck, everything's going wrong. Like, what are we going to do? And like someone to just be like, I know it's going wrong, but we can figure this out. But yeah, definitely epic. Definitely like so important to like look at, you know, the business relationship, sister relationship, friend relationship as all separate and making sure you're just like nurturing each and every one of them.
Yeah, for sure. So when you were in Canberra and you were working that shitty job in a shitty relationship.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so how do you go from that to where you are now?
Yeah. I mean, like we just quit those jobs. We had no plan. Zero plan, but we had this knowing that it was going to be okay. And I mean, we were pretty like heavy and like learn, you know, we were listening to Wayne Dyer, you know, Joseph Campbell, like we were pretty heavy into like that spirit, like the spiritual side of everything. And like, you know, like once you found your thing, like that's it, you've just got to follow it. And like the universe will just put you on this path. So we kind of like just, we honestly had zero plan and we just like put our trust in the world. And that's how we did it. Since then, it's like, you know, we've come across like this other side of stuff, like this hustle side, and it's like work your ass off and you got to work hard. Gary V. So it's been like this like give and take of like and journey of both sides. And, you know, like we're coming back to this more like this way of life where it's like, you know, I'm just going to surrender. I'm just going to focus on serving, focus on doing good and just like let this shit happen. Let it unfold. Because like to me, like, it was working before, like everything was working before, it was flowing. Maybe we didn't feel like we were working as hard and hustling as hard, but like maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know, it's weird, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
I've been talking about this a lot this week, just this, we have what we think is a truth, right? Like the universe provides or whatever. Then we see all this other stuff about we have to hustle and we have to do this. And then we get lost somewhere in the middle and stop trusting this side and start, you know, like it's like you can't, you know, what is the truth? I guess it's just what you believe at the time.
Yeah, exactly. And it is what you believe, and it is, I guess, how you live each and every day. Because in the end, like, time is going to pass. We're all going to be creating stuff regardless. So it's like, okay, do I want to do it in this method where I'm like hustling, working my ass off, not sleeping, go, 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 go? Or do I want to like kind of like take a step back, let stuff happen, focus on just doing good? Like sometimes I'm just like, man, I just want to like focus on like nurturing these relationships with our community, like people, like, you know, just like this stuff, like going out and like actually making time to make connections with these people who are doing epic things that are going to inspire me. And then I'll probably go home and like create this amazing thing and it will explode and I'll sell a million, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But totally. I think it's, and do you know what? I think it's like we put these pressures on ourselves because, you know, you're getting like, you know, there's people in your ear. It's like, you know, you're meeting these people who might work a certain way. then you're meeting these other people that work another way, and it's like you kind of get influenced by those people when, like, you know, you might talk to someone, like talking to people who are in that hustle world, and it's like, man, I don't do enough. Like, I'm just chilling out watching Netflix. It's like, go easy on yourself and do what's right for you. And I guess, like, being okay with how you believe is the right way to work. Because I think, like, we add all this pressure to be someone else, and it's like, well, you know what? Like, I'm just going to be truthful to myself. Like, how do I actually want to live each and every day of my life? Because it is my life.
There is as many ways to live as there are people.
Yeah.
So it's, and I think that's the hard part, is knowing what your voice is telling you over all the noise. You know, if you have the TV up really, really loud, it's really hard to have any kind of a conversation or anything even going on in your head, for me anyway, because I'm just like, turn that fucking noise off.
I know,
we're surrounded by noise all the time. It's so easy to not be able to hear the voice.
I know. And even regardless, it's hard to hear your own voice, isn't it? And like your own instinct and your own feelings. And it's like, is it, and then you like question, is it my feelings or is it my head overthinking every goddamn thing? Like,
and is this even my voice or is it my dad's voice or is it my mom's voice or is it, you know?
I know. Like, it is, and you know, like you listen to all these people and you read their stuff and it's like, follow your gut, follow your instincts, da 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 da. And it's like, that's like a weird thing to think about, and like it's like you question, like, how the frig do I listen to that gut feeling? Like, what is it like? And I think like the best thing, what we were talking about before, is like just getting super present in your body and making sure the TV isn't on, and getting rid of our phones for a little while.
Yeah.
Holy shit, like that thing is like connected to me.
Yeah.
How do you like get off technology?
I don't.
Do you do it? You don't. Neither do I.
I mean, I do sometimes. It depends. Like, I have a rule. General rule that if I'm out, you know, having lunch with someone, or if I'm doing, I try to be present with Mabel, but it is really hard work.
She's so cute.
Like, yeah, I would like to be a more present mother. I would like to be a more present human, but with the, you know, I think we also have to take it easy on ourselves sometimes too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just, you know, in this kind of, this is the world that we're living in. We have to be able to function within it. And guilt serves no one and shame serves no one. I wrote a post yesterday on Facebook saying, whoever said, does that girl have no shame? Like, I think to myself, that's such a shit thing to say. It's like, living without shame would actually be fucking amazing.
Oh, my God. Living and the guilt thing, like, guilt is such a wasted feeling, isn't it? It's like, freaking hell, like, just live the way I want to live and, like, be okay with that.
Yeah.
And yes, with the phone thing, it's like you have all these people being like, you need a detox. And it's like, well, you know what? Like, a digital detox for me is like literally going for a 10-minute walk without my phone. So I'm going to be like so proud of myself for doing that and like be like, that's enough. And now I'm going to be back on my phone.
For sure.
Oh,
for
sure. Gosh, how funny. It is weird. We always put these pressures on ourselves. Why do we do this?
I don't know. It is so hard. I think it's because we have so many other voices telling us I feel it very much in the motherhood space. It's definitely rife. You cannot win.
Oh, I can totally see that. Like, far out, how stressful and how like horrible that like people, you know, like they look at other mothers and then they judge them. Yeah. I'm like, how?
Oh, she's not breastfeeding. Why? She's got a bottle, you know, listen it's to like that baby crying, blah, blah, blah. It's like, who, like, it's none of your fucking business.
Exactly.
You know what? Like, that's translatable to everything, right? Whether,
because
we just
are
so, there's so many people that are straight down the line, my way or the highway, when it comes to eating, when it comes to exercise, you know, we cannot win.
I guess, like, all empathy has kind of disappeared, hasn't it? It's like, well, get out of how you are, like, think about what has happened in their lives. Like, you don't even know what's happened. Like, you don't know what they went through yesterday or 10 years ago or like when they were born. Like, everyone has their own stories, and that's like led them to where they are now. So stop judging. And I mean, like, it's weird how judging just happens. Like, I hate judgment, but freaking hell, I still notice myself doing it.
Totally. And even like, worse towards myself.
I know. Why do we, we're like, totally. Like, that's that's the person you judge the most. It's yourself. And it's like, freaking hell, just be nice to yourself. Like, it's like, if we're trying to be nice to other people, like, let's start being nice to ourselves. And isn't that like the best example for every single person around us? if we just like care about ourselves and love ourselves a bit more and be proud of who we are, regardless of what we're doing and who we are and what we look like and what anyone else thinks about us, like, who cares? Mm. Oh,
I know. And I think like that's really the key, right? When we like ourselves and mm-hmm. and we're more in touch with who we are, then, I mean, that is the biggest service that we can really bring to life, because mm-hmm. not only are we not energetically putting out shit towards mm-hmm. other people, expecting them to provide for us or whatever, because we're providing within ourselves, but we're also teaching other people around us that it's possible for them too.
I know. And like, and this is like, that's where happiness is, isn't it? It's internal. Like, we can't, we're always continually looking for this like joy and this happiness and this life outside of us. But it's like, you just got to be okay within. And like, it's not going to always be okay. Like, shit happens. Like, and that's all right to feel like shit every now and again. But it's like focusing on that like internal thing, the warmness, like the warmth inside you, instead of like harsh, cold and like being mean to yourself. Like, just like send yourself a little bit of love. Like,
I mean, we would never speak to other people the way we speak to ourselves. It's so horrible.
It's so weird as well. It's like, god damn it, like, just like, you are attractive and you are beautiful and you are really smart and you're doing amazing things. Like, like, start saying that to yourselves. Like, just swap it. I mean, it's so, I mean, positive affirmations totally changed my life, and woo-woo or not, I don't care. True, like, is it scientifically proven? I don't care. It freaking changed my life, because I stopped telling myself every day that I'm fat and ugly, and I swapped it to, actually, you're beautiful. And I know it sounds so wanky, right? Like, it is, but like, freaking hell, it just changed your whole perspective, changed my whole perspective of myself. And totally fall back every now and again. Totally fall back. Doesn't matter. Just like, get back on track and like feel good about myself. But, and I think, like, you know what the best bit is that if you're like that, it gives permission for everyone else around you to be like that too. And I think, like, with Carla especially, like, we help each other out. And I think that's super important to like talk about this stuff with your friends and your family, and like, put that evil little internal voice that can be like quite mean and horrible, put that out into the world so you can talk about it and realize how irrational it is.
Yeah. But also how you're so not alone in that.
I know.
You know? Because it's like, often we're just like, oh, I don't know, feeling very alone in our shitness. Like, everyone else has it all together, and look at you, you pathetic little fucking fat.
Whatever. I know. You know, I don't think anyone has their shit together. Like, honestly, no one really does. Like, and you know what? Like, they might have their shit together like this month, but then next month they probably won't. And like, I think about that in my life too. Like I've had like times where I'm like, oh my god, I'm on like cloud nine, like everything is amazing. Then all of a sudden I'm like, everything's broken and I'm broken and my life is over. And I think like, I have this conversation quite often, and it's same in business, same in life. Like, you have these highs and lows. I think like, sometimes you need to take a step back and like be the observer, like actually just like kind of like float up above yourself, observe and realize that you don't have to be in this like mess that maybe you've created sometimes. Like, take a step back and be okay with it. I don't know. I feel like everything I say just like is like ramble. No, sorry, everyone.
No, but see, this is the thing, right? I do. That's the whole thing, right? Like, we have this this internal thing where I do it as well when I'm doing my free flow convos or a Facebook Live or whatever. The whole time I'm going, oh my god, I'm just rambling. Shut up, you know. But then I listen to it back and it's like, hang on, it actually made sense. That's amazing.
Isn't that funny? Like, hey, I actually sound pretty intelligent. Yeah.
I know, surprise. Yay. And you know what? That's why I actually listen to all of my podcasts, whether they're interviews or not, or my Facebook Lives. I watch it because it reminds me that even though I'm really feeling the anxiety and, you know, and the self-doubt in that moment, it doesn't actually come through. You know?
I know. And no one would notice anything. Like, and that's, I do that as well. Like, I'll be, especially when I'm like speaking on stage, like that's like been a big thing to overcome, because like I do it, you know, everyone does it, but like you're talking, and then like you'll skip a few words, like you'll just skip like these like linking words, like yeah. You're like, I learned English, like blah, blah, blah. So like I always do that, and you know, I had this fear, and I just had this like thing in my head was like, you can't talk, like you literally cannot string a sentence together. But now, like looking back at like Facebook Lives, I'm like, actually, like it's kind of okay that you don't talk all the words, like you can skip a few words and it still makes sense. But it is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just our own harshest critics, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Step out of the way of ourselves.
Yeah.
Like just like get out of the way.
For sure. So what do you think your future looks like? What's next for you?
Bloody hell. Well, I would love to see, and I'm going to see, our business just go from strength to strength and, like, helping more people and creating. Like, I want to just create these amazing relationships with people I love, like, and, like, strengthen them and, like, learn together and grow together. Like, I, for some reason, like that's really important to me at the moment, like strengthening these relationships that I've already created, because, you know, like you don't develop these things with everybody. Like, they're pretty magical. Like, you meet these people and it might be awesome for so long, then like there's a little speed hump, or like there's a little like blip, and it's so easy just to like let them just go. It's just like the easy way to just like, okay, this isn't working anymore, I'm not happy. But it's like, you know, this is your time and your place to grow together, because that's what happens with relationships.
Yeah. And I think sometimes you have relationships with people and for some reason they blip off your radar for a bit, maybe a speed hump, whatever it was. And then there's this thing where, like, it's always okay if you feel the call to reach back out to that person. Like, yeah. often we feel like there's, like, this statute of limitations or something around a friendship. Yeah. And I've had a lot of people reach out to me, some of them trying to get me to join their MLM teams and stuff.
Oh, but yeah, of
like
course.
Every day. And that's cool, but it's not what I'm into. So, you know, I just like creating my own stuff.
Yep.
So, and they'll say, oh, you know, I felt really weird about reaching out to you because we haven't spoken for 20 years. Like one of my friends one of my best friends when I was in year 7, I haven't spoken to her for years. We're Facebook friends, haven't really connected, but we used to get along so well. And so she just messaged me saying, I've noticed you talk a bit about depression. I'm suffering depression at the moment and I'm really struggling with it. And I thought I would just reach out to you because I've thought a lot about you over the years and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, that's really nice. Like, even though it's a shit circumstance for her to reach out, like, it's nice to reconnect with people.
Isn't it? And it's funny that she was so nervous about it, but it actually made you feel so good, like, hearing from her. I've been doing it too, like, lately. Like, you know when people just come up in your conversation, like, with other people? I was talking about my old best friend when I was, like, in year 3. She came up in my conversation, like, 3 times in one day, and I'm like, holy shit, I need to, like, email her. I need to message her. And I just messaged her, had this like Facebook conversation with her, and I was like, that's so nice. Like, even though we didn't even talk on the phone, but like just like connecting on Facebook and like actually talking about how we are, like, was so nice. And I think it's so important to like put a little bit of energy into these things, because I think they're so important for creating the magic in life, like the connections, even if it isn't face-to-face, because, you know, we can't always have face-to-face relationships, but you can nurture and create these epic online relationships, yeah, totally. I think. And especially in our jobs, right? Like, you know, we're working at home, like you're in Byron Bay, like I have people like overseas, like it's fun to connect with these people and learn from them, and we can kind of put them on the bottom of our list to like, we just like, oh, I'm going to skip that Skype call. I've got to finish this project. It's like, no, do the Skype call.
Yeah.
Feel amazing.
Yeah.
And like then do the project.
Yeah. I have that all the time where, you know, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll just be like, oh, my God, I just cannot be fucked. But then I do it and I'm so grateful I've done it.
Same. I do it all the time. I need to like have it tattooed on my head. Connect, like people, like talk to people. You feel amazing after, and like magic happens. But you forget. You do. You get lazy. I get freaking lazy. Yeah. I reckon under this, like I'm actually like a pretty lazy person sometimes.
Oh, I'm totally a lazy person. People are like, how do you do it all? And I'm like, huh? I'm like the laziest person I know.
I know, right?
Making the bed every day is an effort for me. I'm lazy.
Oh my God, do you know, like, me and Carla are the worst. Like, we live together too. Cleaning has just, like, not been a priority. And I'm like, okay, we need to sort this shit out because we're disgusting. So we finally hired cleaners and I'm so excited. Like, the floor is finally going to get washed. And I mean, we don't even have children. Like, what's our, we don't have any excuse except what is more important, work and Netflix. Like, that is what is more important. And Pilates and yoga.
And now your connections and friends.
Exactly. They come way above cleaning, but yeah. It's like, I like being clean and I work better with a clean house. So it's like, man, like, got to pay for that. Outsource that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're just so human.
I know, we are. That's the truth of it though, right? We really are. We really are, all of us. And even the people that you're looking at thinking they've got their shit together.
But do you know, and it is funny though, because people think that about us, like I'm sure like you and us, like and me, like people would so think that. And I'm like, guys, if only you knew. And that's why it's so important, like, to talk about this stuff. And you do such an amazing job, Carly, of doing that. And it feels good to, like, write about the shit on our site. Like, I haven't done it very often, but I feel, like, called to share more of that, especially with a name like Merrymakers, because it's like, you know, every podcast is like, how do you guys stay so happy all the time? And it's like, we're not happy all the time. Sometimes
yeah,
we want to, like.
You know what? Your message is more that you. You can choose joy, you know, you can choose, it's about your choice. You know, it doesn't mean that you are going to be happy all the time or merry all the time or whatever. Exactly. It just means that, you know, you recognize that you have a choice.
Totally. And it's also recognizing that when you are feeling shit, that there's like an endless amount of, you know, stuff you can use to kind of get into that more happier or more content kind of view on life. I love learning about that and like and realizing that, you know, it's different for everyone. So like what will work for me won't work for everyone. So it's like I think it's super important for us to all have our own little toolboxes of when I'm feeling shit, like notice the signs, like why am I feeling like shit? Why am I gone internal? Okay, go to the beach. Okay, get your gratitude on. Surround yourself with the people you love. Read a book to just like change a situation, like just like leave your life for a little while, because isn't that what a fiction book, like you're on your own little adventure. So I just think like so important to just have this stuff, like these go-to stuff to get you out of a funk. Sometimes you just spiral down and it's not fun. Like I know you, like I don't even know your complete story, Carly, but I'm sure like you have so much to like so much experience to offer on this, but it's like so easy for us to do. Just to like go inwards and like go down that dark hole. It's like, ugh, I don't want to be in that hole.
No, I don't either. And, you know, I'm okay with it being a tunnel, but I'm not okay with it being a hole.
I like that, tunnel.
Yeah, because I just, that's one way that I kind of explain depression. I felt like I was in a hole.
Yeah.
And at times, a totally dark hole. And at times I could see the light, but nobody could get in and you know, nothing could reach me. And then one day it just kind of shifted from a hole to a tunnel. And then I can see a light at the end and I can make my way out. And that's just, you know, it has a different
feeling. I love that. That's lovely. I'm going to use that.
Go for it.
I'm in a little tunnel at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can see the light.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just the mind, right? It's like you're either in a tunnel or a hole. It's your perception of what you're in.
I love that. Boom. That's very cool.
Time to kick up your feet and relax. It's on the couch.
Biggest fear?
Oh, frig. Losing love, like losing the people I love, not having love. Yep. That's my biggest fear.
Yep. I get that one. Biggest struggle? What do you struggle with at the moment?
Oh, it's just my head, my mind, overthinking everything. That's 100% my biggest struggle at the moment, being my own worst enemy.
And so we all, on further to that, we all have this evil bitch that lives in our head.
Oh,
you know,
she's
mine talks about my gunt and stuff. What does yours say on repeat? What do you hear it saying the most?
Stuff like you know, like the whole like you're not good enough. You need to change who you are. Just it's weird. It's just like not being saying you need to be someone else to please everyone. Like, you know, being the pleaser, like I think I've always been like that. And it's like, actually just like be me. Like, I just want to be real and be me and then connect with the people who love me for me. That's what's important. Yeah. The whole like not good enough thing, I think.
Yeah. Failure. What does failure mean to you?
Failure is, God, I think like failure now, I can look at that as like it's just a change in the road, change in the direction. It's failure can be hard. Like, it's hard. Failure is hard, but it's also a blessing in disguise. I mean, through what I've done, like so many failures, little failures along the way, stuff completely going wrong, not running out of money. Like, you know, we've all done it. And it's just like, you feel like a failure. You feel like you should be over there when you're back here. Then you look back and you're like, well, if that shit didn't happen to me, I wouldn't have got to this point. So I think it's just like having that blessing in disguise mindset. That's what failure is to me at the moment. It probably will change. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, I think it depends on the day of the week.
Yeah.
And the level of failure you've had on that day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. God.
And so success, what does success mean to you?
Success to me is like being able to do whatever the frig I want. You know, if I want to go on the holiday, I can go buy the ticket and go on the holiday. It's about having laughter in my day each and every day and love in my day. Like, that is success. Like, if I'm like the joy, like, you know, those joyful moments and feelings, like, and just like, you know, sometimes I'll like be doing something. I'll just be like, God, I'm going to look back on this and just laugh my head off because this memory is just like going to be the best memory ever. And like, I love those feelings where it's like I already know this is going to be a joyful moment in my history because I'm just having the best time ever.
I think the weirdest thing is like those moments, they're not often the moments that you expect them to be. Like I did a Facebook Live on the beach the other day and I was just walking along and doing this Facebook Live and then I turned around and there was a storm coming towards me.
I saw that one. That is the best.
And I just started pissing myself laughing and it was the funniest fucking thing ever.
Like,
and that brought serious joy to my day, you know? Yeah. And I was just walking in this shit storm with like pissing down with rain.
So funny. That was like the other day, Carla's learning to be a PT, like she's doing her PT training thing.
Cool.
And she needed to practice like a class. So I was like, okay, Dan, like you're doing a workout. So it was like me, Dan, and Dan's little kid, Will. And he's like six. He's so adorable. But we're all like running around Dan's little apartment, like doing this workout. And I was like, this is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever bloody seen. Like, just so hilarious. I was just like, this is going to just like be one of those moments I'm going to look back on and be like, what the heck were we doing? But man, I had so much fun.
Yeah. And I can't totally really curate those moments, I don't think. They just kind of happen, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, like, that's success, right? Like, just having those, like, pop up very regularly. I think that's very successful.
Yeah, totally. And so the last question is freedom. What does freedom mean to you and what does it look like?
I guess freedom, it's just about, like, doing what I please, I think. Like, if I want to do something, I can do it. And, like, there's no boundaries. Like, there's nothing saying, like, money is a part of freedom, right? Like, you kind of, like, to me, like, for me, I know lots of people could be like, you know, I don't need money, or like, I need heaps of money. Like, I don't need a shit ton of money, but like, I want enough money to just be able to like, yep, I can spend that and like go on this trip, or like I can do that, or like I can help a family member out. Like, I think money is a big part of freedom, and I think it's also in our heads as well. Like, freedom is like being able to tell that bitch voice to shut the hell up and continue enjoying my day. Like, that's freedom. Because I think, like, you know, we kind of, like, we put ourselves in those own little boundaries and our own little limits and our own little boxes, like, telling to, like, get down. Freedom is, like, letting that all come out and unfold and living life, not thinking about it too much sometimes, like, just letting it all unfold and whatever magic is going to happen. I think that's freedom.
Scary as fuck too, really.
I know, because no one knows what's going to happen. There's no control. I guess we just got to get used to that idea, because it's like, well, there is no freaking control. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or next year. Like, what we're thinking about now is creating our tomorrows. So it's like, well, hang on, like, let's stop worrying about it and like creating these negative this negative direction. Let's like just say everything's going to be bloody epic and amazing and magical and see what happens. Can't hurt.
The plug. Instead of filling the podcast with self-promotion, we're being totally transparent. Here's the plug.
Well, we are over at getmerry.com, and that is where everything is. You'll find like recipes, our podcast, which we've kind of changed the direction of our podcast.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah. We should. I want to interview you.
Yeah.
Let's show. Do it. But maybe you can come up and we'll do it like in the studio.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Fun. Yeah, it's more just like us talking like this, like just like we're
shooting
just like
shit on topics.
Yeah. What do you feel like talking about? Boom, let's talk about it. Cool. But yeah, all that stuff is over at getmerry.com. Easy. Come and join the merry.
The takeaway. Exercises or tips for positive change, sprinkled with salt and vinegar, wrapped in newspaper and handed over the counter from our special guest to you.
You know what, this message has always like been really important to me, and it is to look sideways, and it's an easy one. It's a super easy one to forget. And I mean, it's been a topic of conversation like this whole last hour. You know, we do compare ourselves and we put ourselves down because, you know, we are comparing ourselves to other people, their lives on Instagram or their lives on Facebook, on the TV. And it's like just remembering and coming back to the fact that we are all human and we all go through shit and we're all having our own struggles and we all have our own wins as well, which is awesome. But we're equal. Like, we're all the same. We're all made of the same stuff, regardless of what we look like, what we do, how we act, who our families are, where we live. Like, we're all exactly the same. So I think just like keeping that in mind, it allows you to kind of quieten that bitch mind sometimes, like just like quieten the little voice. And I mean, this is another thing, I should get tattooed on my body somewhere because I bloody forget too. Oh, so
totally, yeah. Totally. I remember you said that to me after Pro Blogger. And yeah, and that really stuck with me too, the look sideways thing, because it was like, yeah, it's easy to forget. It's easy to look at the people around you and assume that they have it easier, or that they're more successful, or that they have more money, or that they're hotter, or they're better at yoga, or whatever, you know?
Oh, my God.
But it doesn't mean that they're any different to you. They're not. Their struggle might be slightly different.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
And I can tell you, this will be like, I've interviewed over 50 people for this podcast so far. And every single one of them struggles with the I'm not enough. When I ask them about that recurring voice, it all comes back to that.
Yeah.
Not feeling like they're enough, which is so sad because we all are.
I know, and we're all enough, and we all have this capacity, if we want, to like explore it more. And like, you know, if there's shit that doesn't serve us in our heads, whatever, these thought patterns, like we can work through them. Like, there are things we can all do, and it's just about taking the first step, isn't it? Like, just being like, okay, like this thought, this thing that I have in my head is taking me backwards in the tunnel, like I'm, or like stopping me in this tunnel. I can see the light, but like I'm stopped in the middle. Like, how about I like get a little bit of help, or take the little step forward?
And it doesn't have to be big. It can be as small as committing to making your bed. And then even if you don't make your bed, not beating yourself up because you haven't, you know?
Yeah, you have this negative thought, then you just like put another negative thought on it.
It's a shit
like,
spiral. Yeah.
Yeah, then the loop from hell or whatever they call it, where you're just like, it's like, okay, like stop it now.
Time to get off the hamster wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
Complex beings. Anyway, let's do this over beers next time.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, let's definitely do that.
Yeah.
But, yep, I'm keen.
Sweet, me too. Well, thank you.
Thank you. So much fun.
I know, so much fun.
Thanks for tuning in to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of the podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness just like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.